Now, when Ada Lois Sapuel Fisher was wanting to be the first African-American law student at the University of Oklahoma, you were there on campus.
Yes.
Tell us what you saw and felt and remember that.
My experience with black people was working in the fields, in the cotton fields. We worked together and we played together and we were good friends. But then when it's time for school, I went to my school, they went to theirs, and I have to be honest that at the time I didn't think that much about it. I just thought, well, that's the way it is. Then I go to the University of Oklahoma and you read the headlines. Oklahoma University at that time did not have a black undergraduate in school. Back in those days, if you were black and living in Oklahoma, you had to attend Langston University. Then if you want to go postgraduate, the legislature appropriated funds to send you out of state, but you couldn't go to graduate school. I get to the University of Oklahoma, and papers, Daily Oklahoma and the Norman Transcript and so forth, are all about Ada Lois Sapuel. Ada Lois Sapuel was from Chickasha. She had applied to the University of Oklahoma Law School, and they had turned her down, citing their state laws. She takes it all the way to the Supreme Court. Thurgood Marshall is her attorney. They give her an injunction which allows her to go to class at OU until the Supreme Court rules on it. Out of curiosity, one day I said, I'm going over to law school and see this Ada Lois Sapuel. I went over and looked in a classroom, and there was Ada Lois in class, separated by a rope barrier from her fellow students. That just had such an impact on me. Segregation just hit me right in the face. A day or so later, I curiously went over and looked in another class, and she was separated by a trifold dressing pin. Fortunately, after class was over, some of the students went over and visited with her so she would not feel unwelcome or uncomfortable. And also George L. Cross, who was the president at OU, he had to abide by the state laws, but he kept encouraging her. She won the Supreme Court case and graduated from the law school there and one day became a regent on the Board of Regents. So as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story.
Exactly. But what an impact for you to actually see her sitting separated from everyone when she was just as smart, if not smarter, than the rest of the class.
I looked and said, there is a fellow human being separated by barrier. It was the first real impact that I had.
Well, it's good that students of all ages, blacks and whites, know that that's the way it was, and we still face racial discrimination to this very day.